Next is a class from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, Text Number 22, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 25th, 1972, in Los Angeles.
Translation: Therefore, all transcendentalists have been rendering loving service with great delight to Lord Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, from time immemorial, because such devotional service is enlivening to the self.
Therefore, the word is therefore. Therefore means after concluding something. That is, then you say therefore. When you talk, when you argue, when you come to the conclusion, then you say therefore. Or when our argument is strong, then we say, therefore. So, this therefore means that one is firmly convinced, as it is described in the previous verse, Vidyate Hridaya Granthi Chiddante Sarvasangsaya. Sarvasangsaya. Sangsaya means doubtfulness. Now, this morning, we are talking with our scientist friend whether the ultimate source of everything. First of all, the conclusion is that everything is are relatively situated here. It's like some gentleman, that he is son of another gentleman. Relative. Then his father is also son of another gentleman. So this world is relative, depending one thing upon another. Nobody is self-independent. This is going on. Then, to find out the original source of everything, that original source, whether it is sentient or insentient. The conclusion is the original source must be sentient. Because in this, our experience, experimental knowledge, we see something matter and something living. I am saying, here is a small ant, and here is a big stone. The big stone is insentient. It cannot move. For millions of years, you wait whether the stone will move. You cannot see, no, it will not move. Because it is insentient. Whereas a small ant, it is going, you just check its marching, it will struggle. It will struggle this way, this way, this way. And ultimately you have to give way. This is sentient. Therefore, sentient is superior. There are two things within our experience. One, matter, not sentient, and another, sentient. So, now I am seer, or sometimes I control both these things. But I am not supreme controller. But I can observe that there are two things, sentient and insentient, and I am observing. So, for the time being, I am superior of both the sentient and non-sentient. So the conclusion is, the ultimate source of everything, ultimate knower, ultimate analyzer, must be a sentient. It cannot be insentient. That is experimental knowledge. So in this way, this our Krishna consciousness movement, Bhagavad Dharma, it is not sentiment. We can explain how God created. Sometimes it is, in Bible it is said, God said, let there be creation, and there was creation. But they cannot explain. Therefore, in the modern age, scientifically advanced, they do not take it. But we can explain. Our Bhagavad Dharma can explain. How? Simply by desiring, there is creation. So, here it is a chindanti sarva samsaya. Chindanti sarva samsaya. Why? By this, following this Bhagavad Dharma, studying from Bhagavad, the ultimate knowledge of everything, one can become completely doubtless. That God is a person, He is sentient, He is the supreme director, He is the supreme knower, He is the supreme physicist, He is supreme chemist, everything supreme. Just like Krishna lifted the mountain, Girivara Dhari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Kunja Vihari, Gopijana Vallava, Girivara Dhari. When there was torrents of rain, Vrindavan was being over flooded, and all the inhabitants became so much disturbed. They were looking to Krishna, because they did not know anything beyond Krishna. Krishna says, yes, I am lifting this mountain. Let it become a big umbrella of the whole state, or whole village. This atheist will say, these are all stories. No, these are stories. Because God is supreme. He is supreme physicist. He knows how to make this mountain weightless. He knows the art. Just like so many gigantic planets are floating in the sky. That is a fact. Now who is floating? You cannot float even a small thing in the air. But such gigantic, not only one, millions and trillions, they are floating. Who has made it possible, floating? So, God can do that. Therefore, He is called all-powerful, the great. So if Krishna is God, then floating or make this mountain weightless, is it very difficult task for Him? No. He entered the ocean. Unless He knows the physical laws, how to enter the ocean? It is technique only. The modern scientists, they are also entering by machine. They are floating by machine. That is also physical science. So, if you know the physical science still more perfectly, you can float in the air without missing. You can enter within the water without missing. You can lift the mountain without missing. It is a question of perfect knowledge. What is that now? Sound. So, here it is said that when you are actually advanced in spiritual knowledge, in devotional service, then chiddanti sarva sangsaya. Sangsaya means doubtfulness. Sometimes, yes, then generally, these are stories. Krishna lifted a mountain. Because atheists say, and we say, yes, maybe. But no, you must be firmly convince yourself, if you are Krishna conscious, that yes, Krishna did it. It is possible, because He knew the physical science very perfectly. He knows, and He can know, He can do it. One thing into another. Just like an electrician, he can turn cooler into heater, heater into cooler. Because he knows the science. You cannot do. So don't study Krishna thinking yourself as Krishna, that I am also is Krishna. No. That is the defect. Everyone thinks that frog philosophy, he has got experience of 3 feet well, and he has been informed that there is Atlantic Ocean. He simply imagines how it is possible. How it is possible? He's thinking maybe little more, 4 feet, 5 feet, 6 feet, 10 feet, and as soon as 10 feet, he's burst. Because he has no more knowledge. But how the 3 feet well can be compared with the Atlantic Ocean? That he does not know. So we are thinking we have got limited energy, creative energy, so-called scientific knowledge, so-called other knowledge, limited, because our senses are limited. And we are thinking that God may be a little bigger than me, Krishna. But as soon as it comes to the point that he can lift the mountain, the world, the planet, then the doubt. That is samsaya. But actually, if you are advancing Krishna consciousness, you must be free from all doubts. You must know perfectly well what is Krishna. So, that is also possible by devotional self. Just like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, bhaktyamam abhijanati. If one wants to understand me perfectly, Krishna cannot be understood perfectly. But still, just to drive our doubts, because we have got so many doubts. So, that doubts can be also dissipated. Bhaktya, by bhakti. How? Why not by knowledge? Because there are 3 ways, karma, gyan, bhakti. By knowledge, scientific knowledge, Krishna cannot be known. Why bhakti? Why Krishna is prescribing bhakti? No. By knowledge, so-called knowledge, you cannot understand Krishna. Therefore, the so-called scientists, they are in doubts. It is not possible. If you think that I shall speculate through knowledge, I shall understand God, that is not possible. Because God is unlimited. Your knowledge is limited. How you can know God? Now, how the bhaktas, they are not scientists, not educated very much. How they can know? Yes, they can know. How? That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Tesham satatu yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam. Dadami buddhi yogam tam. Tam means and to him, whom? Bhajatang priti purvakam. Those who are engaged in devotional service with love and faith. Because God is within you. You haven't got to search out where is God. Ishara sarvabhutana riddhantasya. We have begun this chapter. Sinnatanga sakatha Krishna punna savana kirtana. You are sleeping. Sinnatang sakatha Krishna punna savana kirtana. Anyone who is engaged in hearing about Krishna, to whom? To him. Not those who are sleeping. Those who are actually hearing. Sinnatang. Sinnatang means hearing, not sleeping. To such person, bhajatang, Pritipurvakam, and engaged in devotional service. Buddhi yogam dadamitam, I give intelligence. It doesn't require. If he is sincere, if he is actually a devotee, Krishna will help him. Guru Krishna Kripa. Guru is secondary. Another mercy of Krishna. Krishna is helping within and without. That without help is Guru. Krishna's dependent. So Krishna is always ready to help us. And when Krishna is helping us, it is very easy to understand Him. Therefore, a devotee is beyond all doubts. Beyond all doubts. There is no doubt. Not that blindly we are accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. No. We have got all our arguments, scientific, philosophical, anything. Then we accept Krishna. And that acceptance is nice. That is Uttamadhikari. Kanishtadhikari, Madhyamadhikari, and Uttamadhikari. There are three stages of devotees. Lower class, middle class, and first class. The first class devotee is without any doubt. The third class devotee, he is accepting, and here is God, that's all. But he has many doubts. The second class, although he has got doubts, he is accepting on the authority of Vedas. That is second class. And the first class, he knows perfectly well that here is God. That is it. There is sarva sanshaya, chiddanti. They are beyond all doubts. Yes, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Here is Krishna. In this temple, here is my Lord is standing. He has very kindly, mercifully has come to accept my service. That is first class. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As soon as he saw Jagannath in the temple, immediately felt, here is my Lord. I was searching out. So, there are stages. So, those who are first class, here it is stated, Atovai Kavayo. Kavayo means first class. Atovai Kavayo Nityam. Perpetually, eternally. Bhakti Paramayamuda. Devotional service. Transcendental Paramaya. The devotional service for the third class devotee, the devotional service is also third class. And the, although third class, first class, second class we are distinguishing, it is not ordinary material first class. Even in the spiritual world there is such divisions. There is same division, just like in the light, in the sunlight, there is division. The sun sign, the sun globe, and the sun god. There are three divisions. It is not that because you are in the sun sign, you know what is the sun globe or what is sun god. That is another stage. Similarly, just to become a devotee on the devotional service, there are stages. That is Kanishtadhikari, Madhyamadhikari. So Uttamadhikari. Uttamadhikari, first class. He is firmly convinced Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nobody can deviate. He can convert others to understand Krishna, that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But nobody can convert him that Krishna is not God. That is not possible. That is first class. So here it is said, Atovai kavayo nittam bhakti paramayamuda vasudevi bhagavati. Therefore, those who are actually in the knowledge of Krishna consciousness, science of God, they firmly fixed up in the devotional service of Krishna, Vasudevi. Vasudevi Bhagavati. Then what about the third class? The third class also, if he stick to the devotional service according to the rules and regulations, Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Niyajita. Niyajita means just began. Janayati Asu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Jadahetukam. Then that devotional service to Vasudeva Krishna will gradually help him how to become Vairagya, how to become detached with material attraction, and how to acquire knowledge about Krishna. Everything will come. So, for the Kanishtha Adhikari, we must stick to the principle, gradually everything will be revealed. Sevan Mukhi hi jivhado sameva spurattada. In the beginning, because we have got blunt material senses, we cannot understand what is Krishna's service. Atha Sri Krishna, what is Krishna's chanting of name? We are thinking that this is chanting just like we chant so many vibrations, this is also like that. We cannot understand. But if we take up all this devotional service in right earnestness to serve the Lord, then everything will be gradually revealed. That is the part. But if we become slack in following the rules and regulations, then we remain the third class. We cannot raise ourselves to the second class, first class position. Therefore, all doubts remain. This is the position. Thank you.